Not My Kids. By Gloria de la Rosa. It had stopped raining, the weather was warming up, and I decided to take my two children, Tommy, 4, and Lily, 3, to our neighborhood park for an afternoon playtime. There are usually lots of moms at the park, but since it had been raining earlier, I was alone with my children. Still, everything seemed fine. I had no worries. I did not see the scraggly, smelly-bearded stranger emerge from the grove of eucalyptus at the far end of the park. I was distracted comforting Lily because she had fallen while chasing her older brother. I looked up and suddenly he was there. Really close. Practically touching. Almost immediately, he began cursing at me, sometimes in a language I did not understand. He was loud and vehement. I responded in a firm, Mama Bear voice. Get away from me. Now. He moved back a couple of yards and looked another direction. I decided it was time to get Tommy and to leave the park. I yelled at him and reached for our stroller. Then, suddenly, the stranger grabs Lily, wraps her in his arms and begins running away. He is a lot taller than me. Well over 6 feet. I am barely 5'3". He ran with the long strides of a track athlete. He was at least 50 feet ahead of me when I sprang into action. I was on him in milliseconds. I hit him with the full force of a professional fullback. When he hits the ground, I wrap him in a neck hold, refusing to let him go. I yelled for Tommy to come here quick. I told him to take the phone from my back pocket and dial 911. Within minutes, the police arrived. The stranger was arrested and charged with attempted kidnapping. Happily, the police drove us back to our apartment. Back home, we celebrated with ice cream cones. At midnight, I connected with my husband who was a Marine officer on deployment. His only comment was, "I guess the guy didn't know that you were a Marine's wife."